has arrived, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
We're created to build community, created to build the kingdom of God.
There is a power when we step into our role as sons and daughters.
The kingdom of God has not moved forward by good conduct. It's moved forward by good belief.
If you want people to be creative, you got to give them permission to really explore.
This is the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast. We are coming to you from the City of Hope, Joplin, Missouri, home of Next Gen Worship, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. My name is Clint.
And I'm Haley.
And I'm Josh, and we're about halfway through No Shave November.
I stopped shaving.
Did you really, Haley?
Yes.
Raise your hand if you're sure, Haley. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wow.
What are you having a headlock there? Goodness gracious. Looks like you had a little muskrat in the headlock.
What is No Shave November for?
Officially, the goal of No Shave November is to grow awareness by embracing our hair, which many cancer patients lose, and letting it grow wild and free, donating the money you typically spend on shaving and grooming to educate about cancer prevention, saving lives, and aiding those fighting the battle to overcome cancer.
We can definitely get on board with
that. I see two problems with this.
Okay.
Problem number one, the majority of people who participate probably do not donate the money that they normally spend on shaving products. Number two, why are women not encouraged to participate? It's cool for men to not shave and grow beards, okay? Yeah. But what about ladies? We should stop shaving our legs, stop shaving our pits, never shave your chin.
What?
Some people have to do that post-menopausal. I am joking with you.
Let's get real.
So if all the lady friends out there go No Shave November, I think that it would raise a whole lot more awareness.
Rally the troops, Haley. I think you're onto something. And this includes haircuts, apparently. Mm. Because it's grooming products.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So stop washing your hair.
Right. Everyone should grow dreadlocks in November.
Yeah. Don't wax your eyebrows. We'll just all go caveman natural.
I think we should do that all the time.
Yeah. I remember guys, you know, they would come up to me, and when we lived in Kansas City, this happened a lot because I started growing my beard back then, and they'd be like, hey, are you doing the No Shave November? And they'd have a little bit of stubble. It's like, you know, it's like November 28th, and it's starting to peek through a little bit.
Right, right.
And I've got like 2 or 3 inches going down. They're like, did you do No Shave November?
And he was always like, no, I just didn't shave yesterday.
For those of you who don't know, Clint has the most impressive beard of any man that I've ever known.
It is a nice beard. And I have to say, as a woman, I appreciate a nice beard.
Oh, thank you.
I don't like scraggly, patchy stuff.
So let me ask you, no filter, do you prefer Clint with or without the beard?
With.
Okay. And my wife is the same way.
Yeah. Because I appreciate manly men. And we should totally do a podcast about this or a section about manly men, but that's not today. So I like it when a man looks like he could go chop wood if he needed to.
Yeah.
You know?
And what better way to look like you could chop wood than to have a big old manly beard and a flannelite shirt?
It just says, I am provider man.
Right. So apparently in Australia, they don't call them flannel shirts, which I have on today.
Right.
They call them flannelite. I don't even know what that means. Flannelite shirts.
It's a light flannel.
Flannelite shirts? Oh, it's a light flannel shirt.
Maybe. I have no idea.
Maybe so. I don't know. We didn't ask. We didn't want to dive into that. But when we interviewed Joshua Brown from Planet Shakers, he said he felt a little out of place because Clint and I showed up to the interview both
bearded,
wearing flannel shirts.
And flannel.
Yeah.
Flannel eyes.
Does he not have a beard?
No, he's clean shaven. Mm. He might have a little stubble, but
he's clean.
Pretty short-haired guy. Yeah, so today we're going to be visiting with Planet Shakers Joshua Brown a little later in the show. Our topic of discussion when we come back, the yes that shifts culture.
Get out there and walk. Better yet, better run. Time to blaze a trail that even hell could never travel on. No sitting on your hands. Understand, it's going to take some discipline. To pour yourself into the acts of love for your fellow man. No fits, no starts, but steady from the heart. Quick to notice differences and even quicker to mend fences. We're called to perfection, walking in the same direction for your own protection. Avoid insurrection. One master, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, over all, through all, in all. Together, we realize this life filled with abundance. Everything you are and think and do is charged with oneness. But that doesn't mean you think and speak and act identically. Christ has made us each unique out of his generosity. We're all moving rhythmically, many members of one body, woven creatively into a God-breathed tapestry.
You're listening to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
We're empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Next week, we're going to be sitting down with Mark Hendrickson once again and discussing something that we explored a little bit during Culture Changers 2016, Ready for the Wave. Today, we're talking with Joshua Brown from Planet Shakers a little later in the show, the yes that shifts culture. And we visited this a little bit last week with bringing heaven's invasion to earth. Mm-hmm. Jesus's desire for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And how is that accomplished? By saying yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we are really seeing this topic all over the place. The reason is because Holy Spirit is really just all over the world empowering people to do what he has called them to do. And people are getting a new permission because a lot of the things he's saying into people's hearts and lives doesn't fit on Sunday morning. For a long time, we were a little preoccupied as the church with how does my gift or ministry, quote unquote, fit on Sunday morning? And we've seen now a lot of people in this generation who are out of place. What I've been called to do, what's burning in my heart, doesn't work on Sunday morning. Where does it work? Well, a newfound permission is being granted from heaven to empower people to actually pursue the thing that he has placed in their heart that's meant to, you know, bring heaven into a different sector of society than what's happening on Sunday morning. So, man, we can just open this table up right now and talk about this all day long, but we're talking about people saying yes to the thing that God has placed in their hearts to do that's going to actually bring encounters in every realm of society.
Oh man, I have so much to say about the word yes, because I believe that nearly all of our societal problems can be solved with the word yes.
Well, let's talk about that.
When my yes to you as my spouse is so big that it overrides any other thing, that means my marriage will last forever.
Wow.
When my yes to my children and what is best for them is more powerful than any other yes that I could come up with, that is what causes parents to really steward their families to do what's right. When my yes to my own health is more powerful than my yes to a donut, which I have not experienced that one yet, but I think it could come. I mean, like, your yes can solve problems with diseases. When your yes to your budget is bigger than your desire for nachos, you know, it can solve debt problems. Like, and it could just increase. Like, we could have a national yes.
National Yes Day.
Yes, National like Yes it. Day. But do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. The power of your yes. That is all
we're
it
singing,
is.
Singing yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
oh my gosh,
yes, Lord.
That song was prophetic.
Yes. Yes.
But it's really true.
What you're talking about, Haley, is basically raising our standards, right? Raising our ceilings, raising our standards to a heavenly standard. The bigger the standard, it makes your shoulda, coulda, wouldas into musts, right?
Yeah.
It turns that I should lose weight. I should probably spend more time with my family. I should probably get into the word more. I should do this. I should do that. All those things become musts because your standards are higher now.
Yeah.
And it's not the do's and the don'ts.
No.
If I don't do this, then I'm going to hell. Or if I do this, then I'm going to be spiritual. It's about I have to do this because my standard is much greater than it used to be.
Yeah.
Now I am operating in a different place. I'm operating from a place of heaven, and I am influential in shifting culture in the earth. Isn't that what we've seen with the church? Like you said, the giftings and things don't fit on Sunday morning, but decades past, we've seen the church, the typical church family, maybe the kingdom hasn't fit into the American dream.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe the kingdom hasn't fit into their lifestyle. But Sunday morning was an easy alternative.
Oh, wow.
Man.
And maybe. So now I feel kind of feel spiritual because I go to church on Sundays, but I can still operate exactly the way I want to and not really stretch myself or be that influential other than getting what I need to take care of myself.
Yeah.
So now God, the Holy Spirit is opening this thing wide up and he's saying, all right, all are welcome. Explode and do what I've called you to do and bring kingdom to earth. All those, so all those locks and chains and everything that's held us down or confined us to a certain desired lifestyle is coming off. The limits are off and we're really beginning to see the system is an illusion, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the political temperature.
Yeah.
We're actually seeing the system is a farce, right? We're seeing that it's not really functioning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to get, I'm not trying to get political, but it's pretty obvious
it's pretty
at this point.
Incredible to watch right now.
So what we're seeing is more people, instead of putting their ear to the ground, putting their ear to the sky and hearing this this potential from heaven saying, oh yeah, you're created for this. You're created to influence and change and shift culture. You're created to take this to a whole nother level. Earth is just scratching the surface of what it was called to do. And so,
Well, that really dovetails into a conversation I had with someone this weekend. We were visiting another church. Well, it was actually a couple of weeks ago, but we met, and I didn't get a chance to tell you this, Josh, but we met the brother of the actor that played the Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four. And he has got all kinds of avenues into film industry because that's where he works. He plays all these different parts and he's really good at those kind of sci-fi things like the Silver Surfer. And he was talking about all the open doors and the ways that he was influencing in that industry. And that's typically a taboo industry, you know, the film industry, because, you know, Hollywood, they put it in a box and say, like, call it bad. But Jesus is doing amazing things in the Hollywood and the film industry and in L.A. and all those creative people. Or they're having encounters with God and getting wrecked. And we've connected with people in the past like Sean Bowles, whose ministry is to those kind of people.
Well, you look at the most influential industries, right? Mm-hmm. And they have been taken over by a mandate, right? But it's not a heavenly mandate. It's a mandate to shift culture in a way that is easily controlled. And I mean, you can get into all kinds of off ramps from this subject.
Yeah.
However, and the church segregates itself and says, we can't have anything to do with that. But they just got to it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is keeping us from taking control of the most influential industries in the world?
Yeah.
Political, media.
Yeah.
If we got in there and began to influence, if lives were changed, movie producers and the music industry and the political structures, if they were influenced by heaven, just think of what a beautiful place the world would be.
Yeah.
I just heard Sean Bowles talking about that. And he was saying that, you know, a lot of times as Christians, you know, we get overwhelmed with all the stuff that comes out of Hollywood. But he said there are strategically placed Christians in these industries. And instead of being so frustrated, what if we start looking at the shows and the movies that come out and they don't contain all of these things that we know are contrary to the word of God? Well, usually that's because there's a Christian gatekeeper in that in that company or that film. And if there were gatekeepers who were willing to say yes to what they were called to do, then we would have a lot more influence. So that really affected me because I was like, well, instead of whining or complaining, I should start looking around for what's not there and go, ah, there was somebody there that went, oh, not on this project.
And that's just proof that we're beginning to infiltrate. We're beginning to have influence in those places. Who's to say that God can't transform and encounter the hearts of some big players that are really talented and do incredibly excellent work? Now they finally have a message. They finally have a mandate that is life-changing for anyone who encounters it. So.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this and you've got things in your heart that don't fit on Sunday morning and you know those things have been planted by God, Holy Spirit is burning in you to pursue that influence and whatever thing you're gifted in, we give you permission to do that. You have permission to change the world and you have permission to explode onto the scene with that thing that Jesus is calling you to do, no matter if it fits on Sunday morning or not.
Because a wave is coming of change, a huge wave. You may have missed this last wave, but the next one is even bigger. Yeah. We're going to dive into that topic next week. ready for the wave, and we'll have on the program with us our very favorite person, the most favorite of all of the people, of all the human beings on the planet Earth. He is our favorite. I'm just kidding. We really like Mark Hendrickson. We love him to death, and he's coming on the program again next week on the Next Gen Worship broadcast. So coming up, Joshua Brown, Planet Shakers, talking a little bit more about the yes that shifts culture. Stick around.
Each generation has its own divine mandate from God, its own set of responsibilities to release truths and realities in the kingdom into the earth. And we at Next Gen Worship feel the responsibility to begin to steward and call out as a voice to an entire generation. We want to invite you to partner with us financially, prayer, and community. We encourage one-time donations as well as a partnership that creates a connection. Help us empower generations to carry heaven and shift culture.
Your giving will help us travel to cities carrying the heart and message of the worship movement in our region. Continue to produce the Next Gen Worship broadcast. Establish our record label, the Next Gen Worship Collective. Create consumable media geared towards raising up and inspiring the sons and daughters of God that creation is longing for. Hold conferences that are focused on bringing people into a life-changing encounter with God, and much more. To partner with us, go to nextgenworship.com/partner.
You're listening to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast.
Welcome back to the Next Gen Worship Broadcast, empowering generations to carry heaven and shift culture. Next week, we're going to be sitting down with our favorite father figure, Mark Hendrickson. Will be talking about getting ready for the next wave. A new wave is coming, and we got to be ready for it. Today, we've been talking about the yes that shifts culture, and we're happy to be sitting down with Planet Shakers, Joshua Brown.
All right, Joshua Brown. So awesome to have you in the studio today. We have been talking up a storm. Got some mutual friends, Dustin Smith and folks in Nashville there. But love having you here in the Midwest. It's such a pleasure and honor to be with you today.
Thank you so much for having me. And I just got to let everybody know who's listening that you two guys have the best beards ever. And you're both wearing matching flannelette shirts. I feel a little out, but I'm going to get one just so I can blend in.
I think you would look really good in a flannel shirt. Before we get started and dive into your heart, which, wow, the similarity between your heart and even Planet Shakers and Next Gen Worship is just really almost a little spooky, but I think it really speaks of the heart and message that Jesus is doing in the earth. Kind of give us a little backstory. Maybe, you know, you spent a lot of years in Nashville. You've been with Planet Shakers for a long time. Give us a little backstory. Tell us that history that you've been involved with.
Yeah, so I grew up in Australia, and my whole life, all I'd wanted to do was music, you know, serve God. Growing up as a kid, you know, I didn't really listen to anything other than praise and worship music. You know? So it's in my DNA, you know, it's who I am. So I eventually moved to Nashville, and I started playing with some incredible groups. Rebecca St. James, toured with her for many years, for King and Country. You know, us Aussies, we like to stick together. Dustin Smith, who's now in Nashville, incredible singer, songwriter, worship leader. And then my mate calls me up from Australia one night at about 1:30 in the morning. And I'm thinking, this has got to be someone from the other side of the world because, you know, no one's up at this time, right? And he invited me to come and play with Planet Shakers. And so a lot of things had to fall into place for it to happen. But, you know, God literally moved every obstacle, and I ended up playing with Planet Shakers. And our first concert in San Diego, I look out in the crowd, and I just see people encountering God in a way that, you know, I hadn't really seen before. And then the next night we were in Minneapolis, and same thing. And then I felt God say, you know, you need to come alongside and serve with these guys.
Wow.
And, you know, that was a big shift in my vision, because I didn't see that at all. That was not part of the plan. That was not on the books for me. But, you know, God always has a better plan. But the main thing is, if we say yes to God, the possibilities are endless. And that's exactly what's taken place. You know, it's kind of been an Ephesians 3:20 type of deal for me. You know, it's definitely more than what I could have asked, thought, or imagined. But it's according to His power at work in me, not by what I do. But it really is me just saying yes, and him paving the path.
Yeah. So Tell us a little bit about the heart of Planet Shakers. I loved some of the stories you were telling about setting people up to encounter the presence of God. You know, talked about releasing their presence, bringing heaven to earth. Just give us a little kind of an inside heart look at the Planet Shakers movement.
Yeah, where I would say Planet Shakers movement is really down to earth. You know, really at the end of the day, we just say yes to God. And then when God is in something, things happen. You know, it just takes one touch from God and everything can change. So we all go through, you know, times of, you know, hardship and, you know, things that we go through. Mm-hmm. But if our focus is on God, right, then the things of the world grow strangely dim,
right,
you know, in the light of his glory and grace, you know, that great hymn, you know, it's such a cool lyric. But Pastor Russell founded Planet Shakers, and one of the Bible verses that he felt God, you know, give him was Acts 1:8. And that says that you will receive power mm-hmm. when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And so if you look into that context of power, in that scripture, it means efficiency, strength, and might. That's what some of the translations say. So when we do that, we can then change our world.
Oh, yeah.
We can change the world around us, and we can change the world, right?
Right.
So it's through Christ's power, because one encounter, one touch with God changes everything. And so as we praise, as we worship him, we can change the atmosphere. Oh, in yeah. our lives, right? And when that atmosphere changes, presence of God comes. And when presence of God comes, there's healing, there's joy, there's, you know, life given, you know, and things must change.
Very true. Very good. Love that. Well, speaking of Planet Shakers, they're on tour right now, just released their new album, Overflow. Maybe touch on one of your favorite songs from that album and tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so, oh gosh, so many good songs, man. I should have been ready for this question. I'd say one of my favorite songs is called I Know Who You Are. Actually, the writer who wrote this song, he was battling depression at the time. You know, we all go through problems. You know, you could be on a stage, things could be looking great, playing to hundreds of thousands of sure. people all around the world, and, you know, you've still got personal battles that you're dealing with, and yeah. and this guy he was going through some depression, and he was like, right, no matter how I feel or what I'm going through, I'm going to declare who God is in my life. And that's how the song was written. So, you know, this guy going through a really hard time in his life, he's like, I still know you are Lord, I know you are Savior, I know you've got it all. In the valley, on the mountain, you are God, you are Christ, you have plans for good for me.
Right.
And I'm going to declare that by faith. Anyway, writes this song. And then, you know, a few months later, depression's gone, you know, and he's still declaring the truth of who God is in his life.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into your life. You have had a hand in so many projects. I was just thinking of someone else that we're friends with, Ben Woodward. You have a history with Ben. And it's just kind of a small world when you sit down with musicians and writers. But tell us a little bit about your heart, your story, and kind of what you guys are involved with now, getting ready to get married. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I found myself a very, very, very beautiful Texan girl. To the point where I moved to Dallas because I love her so much, and that's where her family is. And, you know, family is very important.
Yeah.
And Ben Woodward, phenomenal guy. I mean, yeah. we were in a band in Australia back in the day together. Yeah. One of my favorite Ben Woodward stories. Do we have time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we bought this beat up bus and we were traveling from the Gold Coast to Melbourne, and it was about maybe 2 or 3 in the morning. We broke down on the side of the road. And I'm an ideas guy, but, you know, handyman, mechanics, that's not really my thing. Ben, you can throw anything at him and he, you know, he'll break it apart, work out how it works and put it back together. And together we fixed the bus engine with a hairpin.
No yep. way.
And then we got to the gig that night. So.
That is almost miraculous.
Yeah, with a hairpin. I mean, who would have... I mean, I was like, Ben, I think we just need to grab one of our singers' hairpins out. And I think if, you know, if you're able to do this and this, it might work, right?
Yeah.
It's like, that's genius.
That's amazing. That's a funny story.
Yeah, so for me, I just want to say yes to God. You know, I want to take that next step. You know, we're all presented with moments and opportunities in life. And I think the difference between someone that we see doing great things for God and someone that we never hear about is perhaps that response that they had to God in that small, still moment. You know, the Bible says God's going to and fro the earth, searching for people. You know, I heard evangelist Reinhard Bonnke say once that he believes he was not the first person that God chose for that job. He, in fact, said, I think I was like the 12th or 13th guy.
Wow.
And all those people before me didn't say yes. I had nothing and all I did was say yes. And so for me, in every little step, I just want to say yes to God. Not say yes to everything, because not everything is a God opportunity. Right. To step out in faith. You know, when you're at the restaurant, to bless that person that's been serving you that may have had just a horrendous day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like so many times I've been in a restaurant and I've had some of the worst service, the worst food ever. Like I'm talking, oh my gosh, you know, just want to not even pay for the meal. And, you know, I've felt God say, you need to tip this person 200% of what the bill is. And I'm like, I wouldn't even pay for the bill if it was up to me. You know, this is like the worst set of pancakes I've ever got. You know, it's like not even cooked. You know, I feel ill after eating it. It's in those little things, you know, when you buy a $13 pancake and it's the worst ever and you just want to ask for it to be taken back and, you know, you just want to get out of there and you feel God say, hey, you know, give this person a $20 or a $30 tip on top of that. And just say, God bless. You don't need to preach to them. Your actions, your attitude will speak louder than any word. And then I've got someone else lined up next to then start the next conversation with her mm-hmm. about God. You don't yeah. have to see the fruit then and there. I think, I truly believe it's in those moments that the greatest miracles, the greatest things happen in our lives. That set us up for that next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that. Well, you're really involved in a local church. Real quick, give us a little update on what's going on with local church and how you're tied into that.
Yeah, so I grew up in church. We're at church Wednesday. We're at church Sunday morning, Sunday night, music practice, everything. My dad was a pastor. And, you know, so church is very close to me because the Bible's really clear about it, you know, to be planted and rooted in the church. And that's what Planet Shakers is all about. It's about being planted in the house of the Lord, about that flourishing, and out of the overflow of that, taking it to the outer parts of the world. You know, yeah. like in Acts 1:8, you know,
right.
it starts in the nucleus. And so Planet Shakers, we just launched our campus, church campus in Austin, Texas.
Awesome.
Every meeting we're seeing salvations, really going into the community, to the unchurched, and, you know, getting them to come to church. And then they encounter God. And when you encounter God, things change,
yeah,
things happen,
changes, yeah.
and you know, and people are making decisions to follow Christ. And so everything we do is centered and focused around the local church. Mm-hmm. You know, Planet Shakers band, most of us are volunteers in the band. We don't get paid to play in the band, right? It's about serving the church. And then out of the overflow, the band goes on tours and all of that. But, you know, we could be playing seriously to 100,000 people in a stadium and then fly home, and then, you know, we're leading small groups, you know, 13, 12, 8 people in our homes, you know, reading the word and, you know, just discipling, you know, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know, if
yeah.
you can't get the discipling 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 people, if you can't get that right, then, you know, what's the point of the 100,000 people on a stage?
Right.
Because 100,000 people on a stage, that lasts for 120 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And then you jump on a plane and you're gone, right? But back at home church, when you're in community, community is so important because, you know, if you're tied into an accountability group But, you know, not accountability as in rules and regulations, but just doing life together, you know, and being open and honest and real with people, you know, it's so hard to get plucked off then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, you know, in Australia, we have a lot of sharks, right? And if there's a big school of fish swimming together, the shark can swim into thousands of fish and come out with nothing. Right?
Yeah.
But if you're one fish alone, sharks get you all the time.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I believe it's that way with Christianity. When you surround yourself with community, pursuing God, but also doing life together, you know, when you're down, when those thoughts come into your head and you can be honest with people about that, they're there to lift up your arms. They're there to encourage you. And then, you know, you get brought back into that fold. And it's, you know, just makes life so much greater.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Well, let's wrap up our conversation just by talking about some dreams for the future. What are you dreaming about? What's further down the road that you're working towards? You know, we love to just ask people about the God-sized dreams in their hearts.
Yeah, so we are doing a lot more conferences, Planet Shakers conferences around the world. So we're doing our first one in Philippines.
Wow.
In January, and we're going to be doing it. Do you remember the Thriller in Manila fight with Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing it in the Colosseum.
Oh, wow.
That same place.
That's fun.
So we'll be doing it there. We're also doing the same in Malaysia and then Melbourne, and we're going to be recording our praise and worship at each of them. Three locations. So that's something that we're really looking forward to doing, is kind of taking those encounters with God to the next level. Not just having it in Australia in home church, but we want to share that. And it's not that we provide the encounter. It's all we do is we just believe that God's given us a calling to provide an atmosphere where that can take place.
Very good.
And we just want to get as many people into that as possible so they can have their encounter with God and they can go out and change their world.
Yeah, fantastic. Give us some ways people can connect with you, website, social media, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're just simply at Planet Shakers. Same with Instagram and Twitter. Our website is planetshakers.com. And we've also got a free app.
Oh, cool.
It's free for Android and Apple, and then it has all the socials on there. It has all the latest news and you know, resources that we're releasing and so
excellent.
Forth.
Excellent. Joshua, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So good to have Joshua Brown on the program with us. Kindred spirit and just a like heart and just so full of so many different similarities with Planet Shakers and Next Gen Worship. It's great to connect with him, and we hope to reconnect with him here in the near future. Next week, Mark Hendrickson sitting down with us talking about getting ready for the next wave as the Spirit moves into this generation and the generations to come.
You've been listening to Next Gen Worship Broadcast.